This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I haven't talked to anyone in so long.
We will rise up to the top. They will never bring us down. We won't fade into the night. Allah help us.
February 12th. Future me. I hope you're reading this. Shaking your head. Wishing you could go back in time and tell me everything that would happen next. Last night, my head was banging, so I decided to pray and go straight to sleep. Only problem, I couldn't. As the day drew nearer, and the night came to an end, I read Fajr and decided to call my uncle. I haven't talked to anyone in so long. Yet his words were so acquainted. They came as a warm embrace, telling me that sickness brings about benefits. As our call concluded, cold swept through the air, and once again, I was hit by reality. How could this be, that such illness can be granted as a favour? Like, surely suffering is a punishment? Or is this something to remind me of all my wrongdoings? Is everything I'm going through now, like, years in the making? Was all this happening right now cemented a long time ago? Did I bring all of this on myself?
Adam, I'm not going to challenge you on any one of those questions which you asked. No. Instead, I'm going to congratulate you because the sum total of those questions are taking you to a very good place. You know what that place is called? Accountability. Rather than crying over spilled milk, as most of us do during circumstances of loss, you're doing something else. You're asking yourself the question, what do I need to do to clean up the mess? Adam, bro, this trial of yours has caused you to realize something so precious. You've realized that the biggest burden that there is in life, as well as the afterlife, is the burden of sin. But I don't want to leave it there. I want to add to it another layer of realization. That this difficult circumstance of yours is actually wiping away those sins, the biggest burdens of life and the afterlife. It is actively erasing them. I share with you some words that were said to help the likes of yourself find your feet during these circumstances. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma yusibu al-Muslima min nasab," any discomfort that affects the Muslim, wala wasab, or an illness, wala ham, or an anxiety, wala huznin, or a sadness, wala adhan, or a harm, wala gham, or a worry, hatta shawkati yushakuha, even the pricking of a thorn, illa kaffara Allahu biha min khatayahu, except that Allah uses that difficulty to erase some of his sins. That's why, Adam, some of our predecessors would actually congratulate one another when they would recover from an illness, as Muslim ibn Yasar. He narrated that they would say to each other, لِيَهْنِكَ الطُّهْرُ, meaning, congratulations for the purification. After illness, they would say to one another, congratulations for the purification. And it doesn't stop there. Because not only do these difficulties lighten our load of sin, which is the heaviest load that a human being could carry, but these circumstances also add to the account of good deeds as well. Without you actively doing that good deed. And deeds are the only acceptable currency of exchange on the day of judgment. In fact, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he speaks of a woman who was known for her worship, who lost a finger in an accident. But she was seen smiling during the scene. They said to her, "You smile despite the loss of a finger?" What did she say? She said, "Halawatu ajriha ansatni mararata dhikriha." The sweetness of the reward caused me to forget the bitterness of its pain. Allahu Akbar. And that's why some of the predecessors would say that لولا مصائب الدنيا لوردنا الآخرة مفاليس. Were it not for the calamities of life, we would meet Allah penniless, penniless. Adam, you know how it feels to dab an antiseptic into a cut or a graze. It stings, it burns even. But what is it that gives you patience? Because you say, after all, it's a purifier. It's going to stop an infection, right? So in the same vein, the believer is so collected, so gathered, so patient during a burning circumstance of life because he knows, she knows, it's a much needed purifier. Every second of it, it's eliminating the infection of sins. That's such a soothing thought and a relieving one. So allow it to sting. Allow it to do what you need it to do. And in the end, you are the winner in all of this. Dear brothers and sisters, the famous Hanbali jurist Imam Ibn Qudama said that if a king said to a poor person, every time I hit you with this small branch, I will give you 1,000 dinars of gold. Such a man would wish to be frequently hit, not because it doesn't hurt, but because of the outcome which he aspires for, even if the hits become painful. When I realized how much my article had impacted Adam and how many are suffering just like him, it inspired us to start this series and help many more like Adam. I invite you to benefit from the complete series available on onlinemasjid.islam21c.com.